Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Fit out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Floyd Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we beat, we fight, our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
We had you each on individually in the past. First and foremost, man, how are you guys doing?
Oh, man, everything is beautiful, man, you know. Just doing the same old.
Hell yeah, man. I appreciate, man, that you guys take time to call in tonight, man. You guys have been putting it down now. It's been 25 years. Almost since you dropped Coming Out Hard, even before that, Lyrics of a Pimp and the stuff he was doing at OTS. When you look back from 2018 all the way back to the beginning, what are some of the, and this is for both you guys, what are some of the highlights and personal, you know what I'm saying, enjoyments that you've had throughout this, beautiful longevity careers?
Man, I think with this 8-Ball, I think it's for me, it was probably just meeting all the people you get to meet and, you know, around the world and, you know, the fans that love the music. Them probably been like the greatest highs so far, you know.
Yeah, and being able to see it evolve and change, you know, like see the game at different stages, you know, and its own little stages along the way, you know. It was fun being a part of it and being able to see, you know, the evolution of the game.
Yeah, definitely. And you guys have been through all these different phases in the game, you're still doing it. Like I said, you got this incredible longevity. What keeps y'all doing it, man, and keeps you guys going and putting out dope music?
I pretty much feel like, you know, it's the genuine love. You know, we really still appreciate being able to do something, you know, that we genuinely love. You know, for real, you know, and like you say, you know, with the history to go along with it, you know, our own history, and, you know, it makes it even more worth it, you know, and it's still, you know, just a good thing to be able to do, you know.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Like, we just had Mr. Mike on the show, about 20-30 minutes ago, man. You know what I'm saying? We was talking Suave House a little bit and like the soundtracks of our lives, man. I moved to Memphis the summer of 1995, man. And I remember the first time I seen See, A-Ball, you used to have a brown Suburban, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to see you riding through the town, man. And MJG, I think you was riding like a Chevy Impala. It might have been purple or something like that, like color changing or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? If I can remember right. It's been a while ago. But I remember, you know, me moving from Chicago and moving to Memphis. And niggas in Chicago had mad love for y'all, which they still do. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I'm in Memphis, like, man, I just seen A-Ball. Motherfuckers like, oh, y'all ain't seen it. I said, man, these dudes in the town, and they really here doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm always going to salute y'all for being the real ambassadors from the M-Town. You know what I'm saying? I graduated from Hill High School in 1996. So I was down there when On Top of the World came out. And, man, it was a cold winter that winter, too. You know what I'm saying? And y'all had the soundtrack Side Lives, man, and I still bump them songs like it was back then, man. So I always want to salute y'all on that shit, man. Any opportunity I get.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Yeah, appreciate the love, man.
Hell yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Sitting on top of the world, man. That classic album, I mean, Funk Mission for real. You know, coming up, so many dope tracks on that album, you know what I'm saying? Do you guys find yourselves, you know what I'm saying, listening to that record or some of your older records? Like, do you ever go back and bump that stuff?
Which one you said?
On top of the world.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. It's always time. Yeah, you know, that's that cruising music.
I was going to say, coming up. It's a song on there called Coming Up. That's my favorite 8-Ball and MJG song ever. Straight up.
Yeah, because you guys was breaking
Coming
down
Up, that's the shit. And there wasn't even no hook on that song.
On that song. From OTS, you know what I'm saying? You know, you guys not getting the money you should have been getting. And that was a hell of a dope song right there, man. Do you guys perform that song when you guys go out and do shows?
Man, you know, we, the first show we ever done with Demon Jones, man. What was Demon Jones' group name? The white boy, Demon Jones. We was at the Tabernacle live, and we did it with a band.
Rehab.
Oh, wow.
We was at the Tabernacle in Atlanta with Rehab, and we did it live. That was like the first time we ever done that song, and it was that was the only way we ever used to do it was live because it really felt different live. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie Al Capone. He does a lot of live stuff too. You know, he goes around with the band, and you know what I'm saying. That's definitely a good look, man. Memphis is a city that's rich in history, obviously, as you guys know. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of dope pioneers, Spanish Fly and stuff like that. One of the guys we have on the show a lot is the homie Gangster Pat, man. What can you tell our listeners about him, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all was coming up, you know what I'm saying? He was like the first guy in Memphis to, I think he got with Joey Boy, then Atlantic, to really, you know what I'm saying, get out there at the time. What was it like seeing that, you know what I'm saying? And did you guys look up to him at that time?
Yeah. Gangster Pat was a star to us. We were still in high school when, like, I'm the Gangster was out. And, shit, he was like a star to us around here.
Yeah.
Him and Pretty Tony and niggas like that, they was like stars to us.
Yeah.
We were still catching the bus to high school.
It was like motivation.
Songs like Shooting on Narcs, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that, for that time, I mean, you had controversial songs like Fuck the Police, and he took it a step further. He's like, man, Shooting on Narcs. I mean, you know, that was a dope album, man. I'm the Gangster and all that stuff, you know. And you guys, you guys started putting out, you know what I'm saying, product, you know what I'm saying, Lyrics of a Pimp and stuff like that. What was the first reactions that you guys got from, you know what I'm saying, from the people in Memphis when they heard your music?
Man, it was like, man, it was like they kind of took to it, man, you know, like it was them, you know. I guess it was, you know, it was that Memphis sound. I guess it was so Memphis, you know, that, you know, it was Memphis as fuck, man. You know, so they kind of took to it, man.
Well, we done told this story probably 1,000 times, but Downtown Jackson Brown, first DJ to ever play A-Ball and MJG on the radio in Memphis.
Downtown Jackson Brown.
Lyrics of a Pimp.
Man.
From the 1990,
something
like that.
Man. Something like that. 91, I think, 92.
Yeah.
91, I think it was the summer of 91, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ball, one of my favorite verses on that, on Top of the World, is he said, "Breath taker, the overweight troublemaker, fake trick breaker, Tennessee earthquaker." That's my shit. I still see. I gotta scream that every time that part come up on the song.
Like
shit,
motherfucking mobster.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got some of the most classic lines, man. Hell yeah, we still bumping that shit. Like I still bump that shit like it came out yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Like
man,
shit don't get old to me. You know what I'm saying? And I be feeling like it's my mission to bump that shit. I love pulling up next to a youngster or a motherfucker that I know don't know nothing about this shit and playing that shit and they thinking it's some new shit. And I be like, man, this shit came out 20 plus, man. It's stand the test of time is what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate y'all for bringing that timeless music all through these years.
Yeah.
Man, thank
especially
you,
here in St. Louis. Because St. Louis loved it. I live in St. Louis now, and y'all come to St. Louis quite often, too, and these motherfuckers out here love y'all. You know what I'm saying? They're going to lay the red carpet out of y'all every time y'all come to this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. St. Louis be love, man.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
St. Louis always love.
You guys go overseas a lot? If so, what are some of your favorite spots to hit over there?
We really been in the States for most of our career, but when we did do a couple of things, Japan was probably the highlight of it all so far.
Mm.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got a caller from France, actually, man. We're going to bring him on about 4 a.m. where he's at, man. This is Sin, man. What's up, Sinister? How you doing, brother?
Yeah, what's up? And what's up to 8-Ball MJG, that John? Yes, can you tell us about the... Yes, I'm fine, yes. Can you tell us about the time you was on the OTS Records with the original Boylan and you came by the name of DOA at first and also about the time you was a freestyle with a battle with Al Capone and Scarface and Lama Terrace, you know, about this time and back in the day with Squeaky and all that.
that was way back. That was high school. I a nigga from France
sure.
Talk about some shit from high school. high school, man. Straight up.
Yeah, that was some of the mixtape days.
Yeah, that was
And can you tell us about this time with the battles and all that back in the day?
Yeah, I mean it was high school. It was I guess Memphis was. Memphis was like, I guess people wouldn't think of Memphis being what it was at that time, but I guess it was a lot of, I guess when we was, it was just a lot of different groups and, you know, local hometown celebrities, Gangsta Pat, MC Rod, Radical T,
Pretty Tony.
Yeah, Pretty Tony, the Men yeah. of the Hour. That
Men
was
of the hour.
Al Capone's group, Men of the Hour. And I don't know, man. It was just a, you know, it was a buzzing time for
hip hop.
Yeah, hip hop in Memphis at the time. Spanish Fly and what was your boy? We Have a Tie.
Rated J.
Yeah,
Rated J. Rated J. Yeah. I believe we have a tie. That's what he's saying. I believe we have a tie.
We have a tie. That boy said we have a tie.
We have a tie.
About 10 times. We're going to have a tie. 10 times. Straight up.
Yeah, man. Men of the Hour is a biker's day. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Psycho Tyrone Bell, all that. And, but it's a Sunset Youth Club, too.
Yeah.
And also, tell us about the album coming out hard on Stravos. It was the hardest album, more on Memphis earlier sound than you did after. And it's influenced a lot of dancers, rappers, and also the cover of Benet Bixel influenced a lot of rappers too. Can you tell us about this album coming out hard?
Oh man, it was just one of them projects, man. It was just raw and uncut. It was some stuff. It was like the first stuff that we were thinking of and working on when we moved to Houston. When we got our first couple of pieces of equipment, it was the first stuff we started working on, and it wound up being the Coming Out Hard album, like the first ideas and the first stuff we came up with, man, it was coming out hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. This is a Stravos, legendary.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey.
What do you say?
What are you guys doing right now? You guys got like an album out or like a tour?
We got an album that's getting ready to drop called Timeless, a studio album, and we got a live album getting ready to drop.
Oh, hell yeah, a live album. And you were talking about that with the Coming Up track. Is the live album going to be all new stuff, or is it going to be some greatest hits? I mean, what's it going to be?
It's like basically greatest hits, like stuff from all the albums. We did a live tour, and... while the band was still fresh on it, we recorded a live album. And it's like just greatest hits. Mr. Big, Nine Little Millimeter Boys, stuff like that.
Classics.
Yeah. Coming Out Hard, we did a cool version of that with Joy, J-O-I, from Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
You know all of them, but it's most definitely classic.
Yeah, we definitely gotta make sure to get that. But this show, man, we've had some legendary moments on this show. You know what I'm saying? We do round tables. We had a show with Bushwick Bill, DJ Paul, Mr. Servon, all chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? We want to bring on a surprise guest right now to kind of chop it up with you guys for a minute, if that's cool. There's somebody you guys might know. I'm going to let him introduce himself, man. What's up, homie?
What it do, Paul and G? Get your support, Gangsta Pat, man. What it do, homie?
You.
Oh, look, man. What's up with you?
What it do, man? What it do? Long time, man.
Oh, really? Oh,
right, man.
Yeah, I just called in, shout out, man, show some love, man, and Man, I've always been proud of y'all's success, man. I've always rooted for you, man. And you know what I'm saying? Y'all cats been in the game a long time, man. I seen the development of it, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just a blessing that it all played out, man. And turned into some success, you know what I'm saying?
Appreciate the love.
Yeah, man, appreciate the love. You know
thanks for calling in.
Man, yeah, man, you know it, man. You know it. It's all good, bro.
Guys came up at a young age, you know what I'm saying? And it's good to see that you guys are still here in 2018 putting it down, man. I respect y'all for the longevity.
Yeah, yeah. Ball was hungry back then. It's like I had other homies that was waiting in line, but when I met Ball, you know what I'm saying, when I brought him up to the studio, he was just hungry. He was always willing to write a verse or whatever we needed him to do, he was always ready. Then he brought MJG up there, man. It was just chemistry, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes the planets just line up. Some things just meant to happen, you know.
Oh yeah, them was some historical times, man. We always talk about how, you know, watching you and that boy Psycho make music, man.
Yeah.
That was like an experience right there, you know what I'm saying? Didn't know y'all niggas were playing this shit all the way through.
Man, just hearing that I'm the gangster on the radio, man, it was just, man, that was, you know, that was the shit that let us know that this shit was possible.
Yeah, man, for sure. Y'all took it to that next level, though, man. But yeah, I ain't gonna tie you up, man. I just want to call in, man, and show my support, bro. You know, I'm always supporting, man, no matter what, man. Always, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Much love. Appreciate your prayers.
Man, that's what's up, Gangsta Pat. You take care, brother.
All right, for sure.
Hell yeah, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. And you know, it's awesome to hear that type of legendary shit pop off, man. Like one time we had Bushwick Bill and DJ Ready Red on here just chopping it up about, you know what I'm saying, doing shows and all the stuff that, you know what I'm saying, we as fans didn't get to hear about. So, man, I appreciate you guys chopping up that for a few minutes. That was dope as hell, man. But you said you had the live album, but you also you had another project coming out before the live album?
It's a studio album called Timeless.
And when is it dropping?
Summertime.
Hell yeah, definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, if cats want to get at you guys, you know what I'm saying, I know they can holler at Push Management. You know, shout out to Push Management for making this happen, as well as Twist DJs. I want to give you guys the platform. And once again, I thank you so much for coming on the show such short notice tonight. Real talk, man. Thank you, fellas.
Man, already. Thank you for having us, man.
Yeah, anytime, brother. Anytime. You know what I'm saying? If cats want to get at you, what's the best way they can get at you for, you know, shows, features, or whatever, man?
Push, man. Push Management.
Yeah, definitely. All of that, man. You know, Push Management. They got us on that. And, like, they can catch us on IG. My IG is 8ball, the number 8, IGHTBALL, and MJ, all of his stuff is Pimp Type MJG, PimpTypeMJG.
Hell yeah. I tell you what, once again, I thank you guys for taking out the time to do this, and I'm gonna leave out of here with my favorite song that y'all did. It's for real. Thank you, fellas. You take care, man.
All right. Thank you, man.
Thank
you.
When hard times hit the fire, when all your grenades behind you, but there's no focus to recline, that's for real. know it ain't really shit to it, but to do it. But try to before shit, I usually go through it. Pursue it, do it like a Mac. In fact, I keep my cool. You ask me who my mouth is, I say my gun rules. And choose only to make moves with a certain pack. The real pack, cause the busters try to hold you back. In fact, I could name a few, but I ain't gon' waste no precious time talking about them on my precious tape. You put the sucker in disguise undercover. Fake brothers trying to come between another, just like a wedge in some wood. Trying to put a split in your shit, slick bust up to no good. As I kick back, smoke a beady with the needy. Society's getting greedy, ain't no future and no peace treaty. They try to label every rapper in the industry, especially if he speaks of penalty and independence. It's a real. Do you recall Mr. Big, in your trunk splitting wigs? Man, at the same time, I could recollect some young trick in my face asking me if I claim sex. And here's this other fool with dreads growing from his head. He trying to tell me about some shit Farrakhan said. I try to listen cause they ball ain't the one to knock it. But I can't hear over the echo from my empty pocket. Instead of sweating me, fool, sweat Chuck D. Cause I've been true to play a shit since 83. Southern funkadelic preacher, I'm here to reach ya. Don't be so prejudiced and let my holy words teach ya. I never rap about sex cause I ain't been through that. Even though a nigga did dirt and packed straps, I don't do what you do and you don't see what I see. Therefore we could not be the same, do you feel me? I come from Tennessee and love drinking Tennessee. Peace to KRS, but here's my philosophy. I got the remedy 4 seconds after now. Yo my nigga, tell them who you is. Who am I? NJG, pimp tight. Knock on wood twice, pour the drinks, dim the lights. What I say is every day, P-O-A-3, the R-E-A-L, same shit that I say. Hell, you gon' do your thing, I'm gon' do mine. Fine, I'm gon' sip some wine, you may find some other way to pass your time. It ain't about where you from, it's about what you do. And doing wrong makes glue, so trouble just gon' stick to you. True blue pimp shit, it's hard to break. But player hating busters with the icing on the cake. Hate to see they own homies with them built in. And still wondering why they can't get no dividends. A man ain't who he say he is if he gotta give false information about what he had and how he live. And don't shit but the truth set you free. So just stop all that lying, get them shackles away from me. He who tells the first lie gets the first smack. A chain react on the Mac, flaws and fake facts. A freaking naked hoe, a wide stage show makes no record deal. Perpetrator, get for real. Fuck the radio and fuck the magazine talk. Walk with the player down the highway of what I say. Hear what I say is just another way to make me paid. Instead of getting sprayed or running from police, I'm in the studio, smoked out, busting rhymes and jealous hoes, male and female. Been giving a nigga hell now that I am bail. Jealous of the fact that my Mac is not an act. Instead of packing gas, I'm strapped with my debt. And all my homies slang dope for a living, or living in a prison cause they couldn't face the system. I missed them, but still I got to get about my hog killing. I'm on a mission so the future won't see me in prison. Niggas come to me with demos of their poetry. I try to listen cause I used to be that nigga G. Now do you feel me? I hope you